Oh, hello. I didn't see you there. It's me, Ella, also known as Lunar Hiccups. You probably know me from audios on the internet, such as this one. I'm excited for you to listen to the audio, but before we get into it, I'm here to let you know that I'm a grown-up, legal, adult woman, and I do many adult things, such as farmers markets, going to bed at 9 p.m., buying canned wine at Target, taxes, and acid reflux. Thank you for listening, and I hope you enjoy the audio.
Building the fort. Ah, it's done. Oh no. Sorry to be the bearer of bad news, fellow servant. It appears our little king has gone to his quarters for a slumber. We have to keep our noises down a little. Yeah, my brother went night-night on us. Sorry. I know. I'm so sorry you had to go over the hassle of building a blanket fort for him. But it looks pretty good though. Are you forever? I appreciate you coming to play with my brother. You know how excited he was when I told him you were coming? He ran around the house non-stop screaming your name like you're his superhero. I couldn't keep up with him. For the life of me, I still can't handle his ADHD. I'm his sister, for God's sake. I can't believe I still couldn't keep him occupied. What kind of a big sister am I? Mom and Dad are on their anniversary vacation. They won't be back till next week. Oh, I wish they would come home sooner. That's why you're the expert. You know how to treat kids. You always find a way to keep them calm and grounded. He looked up to you, you know. He sees you like you're his older brother. Family? Nothing is stronger than family. Call me Dominica Toretto. Gender swap me for the next Fast and Furious movie. No way I'm going bald. My hair's too precious. I wanna be able to like flick my hair like Tom Hiddleston's Loki. He's hot, okay? Don't judge me. You came all this way with your blankets. And fairy lights, making it all nice and pretty. Just to have our guest of honor snoozing in his room. He's gonna be mega upset when he wakes up in your eyes as he's missed playing in the fort. Oh, don't take it down. It's such a waste of your efforts. You should just leave it as it is. When he wakes up tomorrow morning, he can play here all day. That will keep him occupied for a long time. Your blanket? That one there? Is yours? Oh. Yikes. Sucks to be you. I'll lend you mine later. Don't worry about it. You'll have my Care Bear blanket. staying for a while? You came all this way for nothing. Might as well chill with me in the fort. Yeah, why not? I'm getting a little nostalgic here. This reminds me of when we were kids. We built a fort like this, remember? So, let's relive it then. Why, thank you, adventurer, for allowing me to enter first. Such a gentleman. Alright, I'm calling in, jeez. Ow! How small did you make the entrance? It's a tight space. Right, it's meant for my little brother. I'm in. Looks quite spacious for a grown-up. I'm very impressed by your architecture. Look at your fat ass crawling through the entrance. You have a fat ass. I can see you struggling to get in. Your butt is moving in the chairs. Don't topple them. Hold on, don't crawl. Lay flat on your stomach and just slide yourself in. Yep, just slide yourself in. Here, let me go. Yeah, please. There we go. Welcome to Chili. Nope, this is not in and out. You want your animal style fries? Get out. Oh, your dick's hurt? You'll be fine. Don't be a wuss, get out. I'm kidding. Don't leave me. Stay with me. Please. Come sit next to me. Look at the amount of space we have. We can like freely crawl around in here. Is this intentional? So you took my brother's sporadic nature into consideration, huh? Very thoughtful. You are not a kindergarten teacher for nothing. I can see the fairy lights you hung, but where's the switch? I want to see it in its full glory. You got it? Wait, hold on. Lumos. Gotta love me some wizardry. Oh, wow. It's so pretty. No, I'm serious. It's really pretty. This is just like our fort, but bigger and better. Does this remind you of the time we used to play around in our own blanket fort when we were little? Yeah, we came up with a bunch of silly roleplays in there. We played so many different characters and occupations. Yeah, we were astronauts that one time. How did we manage that? We were like bumping into each other a lot in such a small space. We didn't have a lot of blankets back in the day. We were wild. I guess size doesn't really matter when it comes to our imagination. Right, we were meant to sleep in it. You invited me for a sleepover and decided instead of sleeping on the bed, we'll sleep in a fort. Cool idea, but somehow, some weird turn of events, we decided to turn it into a roleplay haven. We must have been very bored. I remember our first roleplay. We were in a horror story about chasing ghosts. Do you? I don't know why though. It was my idea to play horror. I called you out for suggesting playing Sherlock. Ghosts aren't scary at all. They're just stupid people in costumes. Ugh, that was cringe. I was not wrong though, for the most part. Oh yeah, I was naive. I hadn't watched any horror shows at that time. I knew you hadn't. I just had to show off my confidence. Dude, I was a sassy little girl. I don't know what I was doing. I don't blame you for following me, though. You thought I knew what I was doing. But it was funny seeing your reaction. The amount of times you hesitate was priceless. Let's step into the haunted forest. We'll catch some ghosts if we're lucky. What did you do? Come on, you know what you did, don't act coy. You whimpered. Okay. Oh my god. You were so freaking scared. I'm so sorry even to go through that all the time, but at the same time, I'm not. It was fun until we got spooked by like a stupid lamp. It just fell on the floor. We screamed. So much for being brave about ghosts. Yeah, our parents came to our room to see us scared shitless. Your head was buried into my collar, trembling in my arms. You were really scared. You thought I was the brave one, so you hugged me, but I was scared too. I held you tight and I couldn't let go of you. At the end of the day, it was fun. We had more adventures after that. We played in the fort at every visitor sleepover until you got tired. You always get tired first, ended our playtime. It's like a signal that we've played enough. Weirdly, no, I still had a lot of energy. I wanted to play more. You know how I would always let you rest your head on my lap facing up? I don't know, this is my way of taking care of you. I can't let my adventure buddy get all wasted. I cooed you, gave you some relaxation, talked about your hopes and dreams, and you fell asleep. Right then and there, I gave you a kiss on the forehead. Of course you do, you liked me pampering you. Speaking of which, do you want to do that again? Come on, remember you're sick? Lie down right here. Lift your head up. I'll sit perpendicular to your head. Now, rest your head on my lap. Good. Look up. There. We're looking at each other upside down. It does feel weird. Maybe because we're adults. Does this bring you back? Same here. We always ended up in this position after playing all day. I would make sure that you were comfy and relaxed, stroking your head like this while you look up facing me. I wiped off your sweat and cleaned you up. You listened to my voice, calming you. You looked into my eyes, and you say, yep, I hope we can play again too. And then I asked, what is your dream adventure? You gave a bunch of silly answers, a cowboy, knight, an actor, which is oddly realistic, that one. And where did you end up becoming? A kindergarten teacher. I was surprised when you told me your job. I had no idea you liked to teach kids. We chatted a lot. You talked about how our next role play in the floor would be like, saying you're excited to see what comes next, rambled on what we should play. Slowly but surely, you fell asleep. And then, say, till our next adventure, partner. You were cute when you laid down on me sleeping. And funnily enough, we still did this when we were in high school. Hey, you asked me for it. You were still a kid at heart. Although it wasn't role play, we just goofed around in our fort. We played board games, did origami, and wrestled a bit. Hey, I've got no complaints though. It was fun. As long as I get to hang out and do this with you, I'm all for it. Yeah, I did change it up a little. I rested my hands on the side of your face and gently caressed it like this. Not too hard and not too soft. Just nice enough to relax you. I still got it. Awesome memory, I bet. If I remember correctly, we talked more about you. But this time, I asked you about your future. I wanted to know where you saw yourself in a few years. Yeah, a relationship with your best friend. You rumbled about how your first date would go. What nice gifts to buy. How intimate you would be in bed. It's a little weird listening to you talk about bed stuff, but I didn't want to ruin your relaxation. And then you fell asleep, like you always do. But instead of kissing your forehead, I kissed you on the nose. You thought I'd still go for your forehead. You were asleep. There was no way you would have known. It's cute though, you look so content. I can't help myself. Well, now you know. Yeah, we stopped the fort shenanigans and to college. We started being adults. I miss those days in the fort. Playing and goofing around like idiots. I mean, we have to grow up, right? We can't stay kids forever. We went on our separate careers. You did your thing. I did mine. We rarely get to hang out like this anymore. We have our responsibilities to take care of. Especially my little brother. It's exhausting. Adulting is hard. You missed it too, huh? It's nice to get to relive it right now. We can start something new. It would be nice to go for a run right now, but no. I want to do something else. Here, but out there, you know, a relationship. I'm not asking for a role play. I want a relationship. A serious relationship. Sounds stupid, I know. Wait. Really? Is that why you decided to build this blanket fort? You wanted to secretly ask my little brother if you could ask me out? Then, who's this best friend you were talking about? Oh. Wow. It took you this long, huh? You big dummy. Why didn't you ask me sooner? You thought I prefer a more mature person? Dude! I would have said yes. I won't be yours. Period. I may be this immature woman, but I had hoped to keep hanging out with you like this. I'm not searching for someone to compensate for my dorkiness. You're the only person I can be myself around. My exes never liked my immaturity. They think I'm a weirdo. I can't take things seriously, but you don't. It's nice to have someone like you. I missed having you beside me. I like you. A lot. Sorry, I can't get my hands off you. I'm just trying to make you feel comfortable again. Are you relaxed? Staring into my eyes. I like it. So, my fellow adventurer, what do you want to ask me? It's adorable. I love you. No. I love you. No, no, no. I love you more. Nuh-uh. Me love you more. You don't love me more. I do. I love you 3,000. Tom Hiddleston is still on my back. Changed my mind. Knox. I'm laying myself on top of you. Howdy, partner. Hold me tight, Superman. I'm always cheesy. Nope. Can't stop. Won't stop. Just give in to the dark side, young Padawan. You know, my brother will be very happy to see us together. He'll get to play with you even more, which means you'll have to see him more often, which also means he'll expect you to come visit every day. No, it's not an excuse for me to come and see you. What? You think I'm gonna pull you aside and make out with you in a corner? Won't you like to see me? Your tongue a little. Are you trying to get in? Naughty, naughty. No. I'm not getting my tongue in there. CDC. Hey, I can't be too loud. Giving you a boner, huh? Oh. Fuck. No. Don't stop touching me. Oh. right now. I can't wait anymore. Don't mind. So bad. I need your cock inside me. I want it slick inside my pussy. Your cock. Make me until it's sore. So I go crazy and I ask you for more. That's my giggles making you tremble. good, huh? Feeling my pussy. Squeezing your cock inside of me. How about if I start? Bouncing on you.
Yeah.
was just a fantasy. Hey, you still haven't come. Hey, do you want to finish things off? Yeah, I want you to come inside me. Yeah, fill me to the brim of my... Push my hips back into you. Come here, please, please. God, move your hips to me. I need you to come. Fuck me. I'm such a needy girl. You like me desperate, huh? Where are we going? What gifts are you gonna buy for me? Can I go to your house tomorrow? I'm sorry. I'm just excited. Oh, there's so many things I wanna do. We're a thing now. We can do a bunch of things together. We could go get ice cream at the local store down the road, or what about the carnival that's happening later this weekend? We could go there. How about a pet? I've always wanted a dog in this house. Or maybe a guinea pig. That's cute too. We could sign an adoption at the local rescue home. And then we can have our dinner date at a fancy restaurant. Candlelight dinner sounds sweet. Wait, you could come and bring me to your school and introduce me to the kids. We could play games together. I could be your assistant teacher. That sounds awesome. What do you think? Asleep. Why am I not surprised? Adventure partner.